let me start first with the Axis pipe and tube thing and have you talk about the resolution that you all passed unanimously this week. What's that about?
There was a lawsuit filed in Robeson County trying to stop the Axis construction that's going on out there. I mean, it's really not the appropriate place for a lawsuit to have been filed. I mean, we've certainly got a commitment to Axis. So all we were doing is trying to intervene in that and get the venue changed from Robeson County to either Brazos County or to Harris County, which is where their corporate office is at.
The corporate office of who? Of Axis?
Axis. Yes.
The reason why it was filed in Robeson County, if I'm guessing, is because the majority, if not all, of the plaintiffs have property in Robeson County?
As far as I know, there was one plaintiff that had property in Robeson County. I think most of the folks that filed lived in Brazos County. In fact, a lot of them lived out there close to Axis.
So it would be Circle X, and it has the land
that's
in Robeson County.
That's Robeson County.
Have you heard from Axis on the status of construction and when they're planning on being completed with their first phase?
You know, I haven't talked to them about the when they were planned to be complete, but they are blowing and going. I was out there and looked at the site. I looked at the buildings. I've toured through it. It's really phenomenal. I mean, they've got like a 10-acre building out there and then a 5-acre building and got just, I mean, there's just lots of things going on.
Let me move on then to Gundler. And you've heard then from the RVP, which is supposed to be keeping on top of this. And so what did the court hear from the RVP and talk about the action the commissioners took?
Well, I think it was obvious to everybody that Gundler was not going to be in compliance with the tax abatement agreement. So we voted to terminate that tax abatement agreement. We give them notice, and then 30 days, it'll be terminated.
And is Gundler on the hook for any property tax bills now then, or after the 30 days?
They're current with their the taxes that were due in this year, 2014, for 2013. But what they have not paid is the rollback tax that was due. You know, if you have a property that's in agricultural, you have to pay a 5-year back tax, and they have not paid the rollback tax. And from what my understanding is, it's about, for the county, it's about $9,000. Somewhere around that. And that has not been paid. It could be a misunderstanding. I don't know, because they did pay their 2013 tax.
Has the county heard from anybody associated with Gundler since all this started?
Yes, but it's probably been a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. They came in and they told us that they plan to be back in business, that they're going to they plan to open back up and operate out there. I hope they can and will. It's going to be tough, I think, but I hope that they're able to come back and actually go into production out there. But I don't see that there's any way that they could meet. I know they didn't meet it last year, and I don't think there's any way they're going to be able to meet the requirements that were set up under that tax abatement agreement. So we've decided to terminate.
At least as one member of the commissioner's court, if Gundler gets to the point where they are meeting the standards of what will be the former agreement, if they ever get to that level, is that something the court would entertain allowing those incentives to resume then?
I'm not sure that the court would take that up. I think at this point we have sent notice that we're terminating the agreement, so I don't know that it'd be set back up.
Have I missed anything either about Gundler or Axis right now?
I can tell you that Axis is a success story. It's going to be a big boom for Brazos County and going to be a big benefit for Brazos County. You know, obviously when you get into, you know, whether it's economic development or whatever, occasionally you have something that happens, and it doesn't matter whether it's economic development, whether it's, you know, restaurants or other businesses, you know, you hope all of them survive and do well, but occasionally somebody doesn't. And with the case of Gundler, so far they have not fulfilled our expectations.
And certainly it's not going to be anything that's not going to stop you all from continuing to recruit.
Certainly not. I mean, and there's we met with Union Pacific yesterday, and they're actively trying to push anybody, any company that needs rail. They're a big driver for Triangle Park.
I'm doubting you'll reveal any names of any prospects, but are there more prospects for Triangle Park?
There are at least lookers. We hadn't got a taker yet, but there's certainly some that have been interested.